And Jufri has been with us for a long time, and I would say that he's one of the stalwarts of our party. Of course, the leading young Democrats, our youth wing, for a long time. Jufri is also primarily and most importantly our organizing secretary on all these events that we've held before, whether it's our anniversary dinner or whether it's this campaign. Jufri is in the thick of it, making sure that everything, all the dots, I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed. All right? And Jufri is also is a songwriter and running his own company. And that's what been driving him on as well. I'm not sure if you've heard of our party song. Some of you might, but he was, Kela, I'm just take a bit of credit as well. We co-wrote that song. And to his right is Mr. Alec Tok. I think you remember that in 2011, Alec stood as a candidate with the SDP. At that time, it was in Bukit Panjang, right?
Yes.
To my left is Dr. Jijin Wong. And it rings a bell, right? Dr. Wong was with PSP in the last elections. She's with us right now and making sure that we continue to push forward the message that we want to get to Singaporeans in this election. To her left is Mr. Arifin Shah. Mr. Shah is, I think today, one of our youngest candidates. He's all of 27 years old, but don't let the number fool you in terms of his experience and his competence in dealing with some of the issues. Arifin is a legal executive, and as you probably will know by now, he also runs a, or at least manages, a website, and really talking about some of the social issues, political, economic issues, in his website, Wake Up Singapore, right? I think it's something which we want to be able to address. People make mistakes all the time. You ask Mr. Lee Hsien Loong, he had also stumbled when it came to the matter over the Tan Chuan Jin affair. We want to be judged by the same standards, and whatever that's done, I just want to make sure that going forward into this election, let's not get into this situation where we're just doing character assassination, you know, personal demonization. That's not in keeping with a mature, civilized election campaign.